Li'uvlin. That was the name of a Mokam. That was the place where he was. Umotsu, they found Sheyoshev v'movri. They were sitting in a Movri. Shein lo yela lechi yechet. There was only one lechi, like Kedina, the way we hold, he only had one lechi at the entrance. Omar loy, Rabbi Elazar said, B'ni, asay lechi acher. Go make another lechi. As Rabbi Elazar l'shitos, so it's not enough one lechi. You have to have two lechis, one on each side. Omar loy, so the Talmud answered back, D'chi l'soysme ani tzorech? What do I have to put another lechi for? Do I have to be soysme the movri to make it like a movri steamer, or close it up the gamri? Omalais, Rabbi Elazar answered back, Enochnami, Yistain, close up this movri. Omavakach, what's so gefelich? Enochnami, you have two lechis, it's okay. Yeah, we'll soon see what the raya is now. The raya is, since he said the chilas soysma, you have to close it up, mashman is a good steamer here. It's mamish like two lechis and a kaira. That's going to be the havamina. Yeah, the Bible, we're not explaining the havamina yet. We'll go by it. We have Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer of Shimon ben Gamliel. Loinechluku be shamayu be silil al movi shu pochus miyarba amois she'enu tzorach klum. Shimon Galil says that they have to be having machlokes in the Mishnah that by shamayu hold you have to have two things, a koira and a lechi, and be silil holds no, either one is enough. The only machlokes where the entrance is wider than arba amos, but if the entrance is less than arba amos, he says enu tzorach klum, you don't need anything. So the Mara soon asks, what do you mean you don't need anything? Avada, it's open on the gamri on the fourth side, you should have to have something. What do you mean, ain't a tzorach klum? But he says, Alman nechleku, where is the machlekes be'sham and be'silu? Al rochov me'arba amis, where it's wide arba amis, v'yad eser, between four amis and ten amis, that's where the machlekes is. She be'sham ayyarmirim lechi yukayra, be'sham is machmer to say you're only matir amovi with two, with a lechi and with a kayra. That's of Shimon Gamliel's shita in this machlokes. That Beis Hillel, where it holds you need either O Lechi O Kaira, but when? Only when it's Dalad Amis wide up until 10 Amis. But less than Dalad Amis, Mashmi don't need anything according to Shimon Gamliel. This is the Braisa. Now, Zot Gemara. Ketani Mias, I call upon him when Rebbe Elazar answered back his Talmud, or Faket, when the Talmud said to Rebbe Elazar, Ketani Mias, when Rebbe Elazar told him, put up another lechi. He says, how come you're carrying this movi with one lechi? You have to have two lechis. So the Talmud answered back, do I have to close up my movi legamri? That was his answer. Now, if you're going to tell me Rebbe Elazar shita is, he's so machmir, you need two lechis on two sides and a kair on top also, then it's good. Mishum hochi omar, that's why the Talmud answered back, you want me to do so much? That's not much a good steamer you want me to do. Like, what do I have to have such a good steamer for? Eli Yarmut, but if you're going to tell me, Lechiyayim B'lei Kaira, no. Rebbe Elazar only needs two Lechiyayim, a Lechi on each side, but no Kaira on top. Why did his Talmud answer him back? My Lesoismai. What does it mean Lesoismai? It's not called such a big steamer. And the Gemara, that's not Shrer. Hochi Koma. Lechi Lesoismai V'Lechiyayim Anitzorach. And Echnami, to have two lechis, is he also answered back. Do I have to be seisim this movi's little lechiyayim? Do I have to have even two? Like Avad the locha should be like Beisilo, that's enough to have either one lechi or one kaira. But what are you telling me to put two lechis for? That's why he answered back, v'chil seisim ani tzorech. So the Bakit said, there's no raya then. A bigger steamer. We'll see another day. A bigger steamer, bigger than mechitza. A bigger steamer, a more chash bazach. Lechi is Meshum Mechitzas. You have a little bit on both sides. So Chosh Mazach, we'll soon see. By Chotzi, we have that like that. We'll soon see. The chil between a Chotzi and a Movi. Yeah. So the kid said, there's no right claw what your blazer holds. Your blazer holds, you have to have two lechis. It's not Mukhud. Does you need a Kairu also or not? But the Loch is not Megay. We don't pass like your blazer. So the Mara now, Omamar, the Bryce before said, Omar Shim Ben Gamliel. Loinechluku be Shamayu be Silil al Movi Shepochus Miar Bamus. There's no machlokes. If it's less than Dalad Amis, you don't have to have anything. Shein Atzorach Klum. For the Gemara, Ivo, Anan, Tanan, we learned, Mishum Rebbe Elazar, Omer Talmud Echod, Lefnei Rebbe Akiva, Ayin Al Mishnit says Fakert, and the Mishnit says, Lenech Luku Beishamil Beishilu, Al Movu Yishu Pochus Miyarb Amois, Shu Nitir Oiv Lechi Oiv Kaira. As an Al Mishnit says, true, there's no machlokes be sham and be tilul where the opening is less than Dalad Amis, But what do you mean there's no machlekes? They both hold that you need either a kairu or a lechi. But I'll call upon him, nobody says that you don't need anything. So how could Rav Shimon Gamliel say that where it's less than, it's not even wide, a dal damis, you don't need anything? This is what Rav Shimon Gamliel meant to say. And it's sorach lechi v'kairu kebe shamai. In the case where the opening is less than dal damis wide, so pshita, that even according to Beis Shammai, you do not have to have a lechi and a kaira. Hu adin v'loy lechi yayim k'rei Beleza. You don't have to have two lechis according to Reb Leza. Because Reb Leza also didn't say yeshit in such a case, where it's less than dal damis wide. Elo, what do you have to have in such a case? Oy lechi yoy kaira k'beis hilul. Everybody's maskim, all you need is just a lechi or a kaira k'dibre beis hilul. That's pshatim in Shimon Megamliel. So he's more or less saying, like we have in our Mishnah also. That was the Amma Talmud Echlof Nei Rabbi Kiva. But Nechku B'Sham Mesil Amov V'Shopachas Mi Abamis Shul Nitter Rabbi Lechi Yabbi Kaira. But I call upon him Aloch Estan Magaya, because Aloch we hold like Beis Hillel, no matter how wide the Mavu is, up until 10 Amis, even 10 Amis wide, still is kosher either with a Kaira or with a Lechi. So the Gemara V'Kama. What does V'Kama mean? Zodrashi V'Kama. Ye Pochus Roichvoy Me'arba Amois V'Ye Tzorach Tikun. Hey, how wide does the Mavi have to have the opening that you need some tikkun? Mashma, if it's so small, the opening is so small, there's a point that you don't need a tikkun at all. Even though it only has three walls, but if the fourth side that's open is a very small opening, you don't need a tikkun at all. Now what size is that for Kama? Oma Rav Achli Vitema Rav Yechiel Ad Arba. Until four tfachim. The opening has to be, the pesach has to be at least four tfachim wide. If it's less than four tfachim wide, Rashi Adaba Rashi Adaba Tfachim. If it's less than Dalat Tfachim, Afilo Eina Rochav Ela Amo. It's only one Amo wide. Oy Chamisha Yabot Tfachim Tzorach Lechi. If it's one Amo or five or four Tfachim, then you need a Tikkun, either a Lechi or a Kairam. Avo Bepochas Miarva. That's the Chiddush. If the opening is so small that it's less than Dalat Tfachim wide and it's Tzorach Klum, then you don't need anything. Even though you don't have a din lovud here, it's still more than three tefachim wide, but I'll call upon him, you don't need a tikkun. Since it's less than dalat tefachim wide, you don't need a tikkun at all. Adarba. Omer Rav Sheshes, Omer Rav Yim Yibaraba. Omer Rav. Moidim chachom l'Rabbi Eliezer. Se chachomim amoidit l'Rabbi Eliezer, v'pasei chotzer. That by pasei chotzer, a chotzer has to have two lechis. The Reb Leza says now, Mishnah, when you want to be Mater Ramovui, you have to have two lechis. On both sides of the entrance, you have to put up a lechi. Now, Reb Yirmi is saying that by a chotzer, everybody holds, you have to have two pasim. A pas by a chotzer is the same thing as a lechi by a movui. Like the top Taisus. Taisus says the pas de chotzer. Taisus says the kosher. The gabe movui nokat loshen lechi. How come all over the Mavu we use the Loshen Lechi? The Gabi Chotzer Nokat Loshen Pas. The Kula Shmaitum. Afa Gav the Shneya Mashu. They both come out the exact same thing. We'll soon see just at the Shaila what's called the Mavui and what's called the Chotzer. For whatever is called the Chotzer, by Chotzi Zicha have to have two Pasim, which means two Lechis at the entrance. By a Chotzer. And a Pas and a lechi could be a mashu. We don't hold like Rabbi Yosi, you have to have dal gimel tfachim. It's enough to have a mashu. So the kids are passed and a lechi is the same halacha. So even though by a movi, all you have to have is just one lechi, but when you're talking about a chotzer, according to everybody, a chotzer needs two lechiyayim, which is called two pasim. You know, two pieces of wood standing up by the entrance of a chotzer if the fourth wall is open the gamri. Shrashi, the pasay chotzer in nifrit sa lamakim also lo tzricha shiur mishnei tzidehom. As you have a chotzer and the fourth wall was broken down legamri and it's opened up in front of it is a rishus rabim or a karmelis, so it's only muta to carry in the chotzer if there's something left over on the two sides. There has to be like two lechis on the two sides of the chotzer. That's what you have to have.
Sorry.
Yeah. Weiter.
Chotzer.
Pasi Chotzer. So now, Rav Nachman Omar Halacha Kareb Eliezer Bapasi Chotzer. And Rav Nachman says, that's Halacha. The first one Yom also said, he said everybody's maskim. Rav Nachman says, you should know Halacha is Kareb Eliezer Bapasi Chotzer. That by a Chotzer, like we're saying, everybody holds in the fourth wall, you have to have two lechis, two pieces of wood, one on the right side, one on the left side. Omar Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok. Man Moidim, who is Moide? Rebbe. You're telling me now that Rebbe is Moide to Rebbe Eliezer. Now he says halacha, and you're also saying halacha to Rebbe Eliezer. Since you're saying halacha, l'chura, mechla, de pligi, mashma, there's still a machlekes, that somebody holds, even by a chotzer, it's enough just one lechi, just one pas on one side. So the Gemara enechanami rabbonin. There is takam on the yom, and it's the rabbonin. The Tanya, we're going to the brisa. Chotzer niteres a pas echot. If you have a chotzer, you have your back, your front yard, and you have three walls all around it, the fourth wall is open the gamri. How are you matter to be able to carry inside? What do you have to do on the fourth wall? So the rabbanon say, all you need is just pas echad. That's like a lechi. Just have one piece of wood sticking up, that's enough. Rebbe Yoimer, b'shnei pasen. Rebbe Yoimer, no. A chotzer needs two pasen, like two lechis. Only by a mavi do we hold like Beis Hillel, either a lechi, one lechi is enough. But by a chotzer, the lechi is like Rebbe, you have to have two pasen. Yeah. So the Gemara. Oma Rebasi, Om Rebbe Yoichanan. Chotzer tzricha shnei pasen. Also like this. But Rabbi Yechon also pasen like this, that a chotzer has to have two pasen. It's not enough just one lechi, you have to have two lechis by the entrance to a chotzer, in order to be metaltal inside the chotzer. We'll soon see l'maisel aloch, how come whenever we make an Erev, we always use the Tzuras HaPesach. The Chura, we ever make a private Erev in front of your house, or in your alleyway in a house, the Chura, all our alleyways is just a chotzer. And the Chura chotzer should be at most enough with two lechis should be enough. We'll soon see the halacha why we're always makvid to have a tzuras ha-pesach. But mikir adin, a chotzer is enough just with two lechis. A vidi opening is not more than 10 amas wide. If it's 10 amas wide and more, then pshita you have to have a tzuras ha-pesach. But any time the opening is only 10 amas or less, mikir adin, a chotzer just needs two lechis. That's all. You don't really need the tzuras ha-pesach on top of it. Rav Yechon also holds you need two. Amr Basim, Yechon Chotzer Shvicha Shnei Pasen. Omer Le Rav Zeira Le Rabasi. Mi Omer Rav Yechon Hochi, is it true that Rav Yechon says that a Chotzer on the fourth wall needs like two lechis, needs two pasen, two pieces of wood, one on the right side, one on the left side. I Vo'atu Diyamrit Mishmed Rav Yechon. You goof is said over in the name of Rav Yechon, you goof is said over that Pasei Chotzer Tzricha Shia Behem Dalet. That the pas, the wall of the Chotzer has to be at least Dalet Tzvachim wide. Is this piece of wood, it's not enough like a lechi, which is a mashu. It has to be dalat fochim wide, it has to be. That's what you said over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Now, and you're telling me now, Rabbi Yochanan says, how many pasim do you need by chotzer? You need two. You need two pasim by the chotzer. Maybe you'll tell me, arbo mikan, arbo mikan, there's no stira so far. True, Rabbi Yochanan holds a pas has to be dalat fochim wide. You said before you need two pasim, so what's shver? I'll tell you, every chotzer, when it's open on the fourth side, you need one pas on the right side, dalat tzvachim wide, and another pas on the other side, dalat tzvachim wide. Now this is the kashim. For the more about Tony Ravada Barvimi, Kaimed the Rebbe Chanina, V'yamrilo Kaimed the Rebbe Chanina Bar Papi, that Ketana V'eser, Ogdoila V'achas Asoro. We had before the case, where chotzer Ketana opens up to a chotzer Gedoila, and it's Paras B'Meluya. It opens up Lagami. And still we said, what is the case? That one is, the bigger one is 10 Amis, the bigger one is 11 Amis, and the smaller one is only 10 Amis. Yeah. Picture 157. That's what we're saying all the time. That the Chotzer Ketana is only 10 Amis wide, and the Chotzer Gedoila, the bigger one, is 11 Amis wide. So if it's 11 Amis wide, how many are, now the big Chotzer, the Locher is, you're allowed to be metaltal in the big Chotzer. Why can you have a tautel in the big chotzer? Because they say it has three walls, and the fourth wall you have two pasim, one on the right side, one on the left side. Before it goes into the chotzer ketana, there's a little bit kifufin. Now, if the big one is 11 amis, that's one amma more than this one. So how much is it sticking out on each side? Only three tzvachim. It's three tzvachim on the right side, three tzvachim on the left side. So this is the kasha. How could Rabbi Yechon say a pas has to be dalat tzvachim, and you have to have two pasim? Why is the chotzer gedoila mutter? The chotzer could barely, even if it has two pasim, but each pas is only gimel tfachim wide. It can't be each one four tfachim. Because since the small chotzer is 10 amas wide, and the big one is only 11 amas wide, comes to say it's only three tfachim wider on each side. So the pas for the chotzer gedol is only three tfachim on each side. Rav Yechanan says, you have to have two pasim, and he says each pas has to be dalat tfachim. So how could that be? And for the Gemara, the Torah says like this, Ki solak Rabbi Zera miyami, when Rabbi Zera came up, some say it means from the Yam, some say it means from the name of a place. He asked the Olam in a Yam. When he came up from the Yam, Pirsha, he said the Torah says like this, Beruach achas bi'arbo, like there's no stira. If you want to be Mati Rechotzer, just on one side to put up a path, the path has to be arba tvachim wide. Enechanami. If you put up a path by the fourth side of the chotzer, four tvachim wide, that's matter just with one. Of the mishtei ruchais mashu lekan or mashu lekan. But if you want to be matter a chotzer with two pasim, then all you need is like a lechi, a mashu on the right side, and a mashu on the left side. Smell is good. Why the chotzer gedola is mutter? Because the chotzer gedola it has two pasim, one on the right side, one on the left side. And Rabbi Yechanan said, you're talking need two pasim. I, Rabbi Yechanan said, a pas has to be dalat tfachim. That's only when you want to be matir with one pas. But when you want to be matir the chotzer with two pasim, then it's enough, two mashus. Two mashus is enough. So it's good why the chotzer gedol is mutter, like a picture 157. Because you have two, more than two mashus on each side. I, Rabbi Yechanan said, it has to be dalat tfachim. That's when you want to be matir with just one pas. One pas is enough if it's dalat tfachim wide. For the Mara I, for the Tony Adabar Vimi, Rebbe he, for Savalok Kreb Yosi, Girsa should be like the Bach says, for the Tony Rav Adabar Vimi, the what? That he gave a teres before Fakir, that he said that he holds like Rebbe Yosi, that the pasim has to be Gimel Tfachim wide, and you would have to need two pasim here, and both have to be Gimel Tfachim wide. So we're saying now, when you have two pasim, it's enough for mashu. And the Gemara, that's Rebbe Heed. That was Rebbe Shita. V'savolok Rebbe Yosi. And Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yosi. That Rebbe Yosi Shita was, that if you have a pas, of each pas has to be gimel tfachim. That's what the pas has to be. So Rashi, Rebbe Heed, v'savolok Rebbe Yosi. T'yo ma lechi rochem shloisha tfachim. That's taka Rebbe Yosi Shita. That each lechi, even a lechi by a movi, has to be gimel tfachim boi. Rabbi Yechanan says now, if you have two pasim, it's enough for mashu. Aliba the rabbanon kamar, the pas to kami rabbanon arbo tvachim hu. That's only if you have it on one side. Uvishnei ruchais, sagi vishnei mashin. If you have two pasim on both sides of the chotzer on the fourth side, it's enough for mashu on each side. Rabbi before said you need gimel tvachim. That's because Rabbi goes according to Rabbi Yosi. That's Rabbi Shita. But Allah, we hold like Rabbi Yechanan, that when you want to be Matir Chotzer, either you have to have a pas, a piece of wood on one side, Rochiv Dalat Tfachim, or else you have to have two pieces of wood on each side, it could be even a mashu, like a lechi is. Right. Omer Rabbi Yosef, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Chotzer niteres bepas echad. He holds no, a Chotzer just needs one pas. Hey, just like a Mavui is mutter with one lechi, who adin a Chotzer is mutter with one pas. Omalei Abayin Rab Yosef, Mi Omer Shmuel Hochi, is it true that Shmuel said like this, that a chotzer only needs one pass, like one lechi, V'yomalei Shmuel L'Rav Chananya, Shmuel told Rav Chananya, Bar Sheila, At Loi Tevet Uvda, don't be matter any chotzer, Ela Oy B'Roiv Doifin, either on the fourth wall, you're going to have Roiv Mechitza over the Pirza, that means more Mechitza than there is space, Oy B'Shnei Pasen, or else have two pasim by the chotzer. But I call upon him klar, Shmuel was not matter with one pas. So how could you say Shmuel said one pas is maspik? Here it says either you need roiv of the mechitza, or else you need two pasim. Or Malay, he answered back, V'yano lo yadana, I don't know anything. Or V'diyuvdeh, V'yano there was a maisa. V'dura derusa, in this place, in this movi, in this place, that the maisa was loshen yam ha-nichnas lechotzer. A loshen means like a tongue. In other words, the river came into the chotzer. An overflow of the river came into the chotzer. Like you have a picture 158, that there was a yam outside the chotzer, and the water started to come inside the chutz, like broke through the mechitza, on the fourth mechitza of the chutzer, and the water started to come in now. It's called a lashon, like it looks like a tongue came into the chutzer. Yes, it was the maitzah, that lashon yam hanichnas lechutzer. The water from the yam came, broke through the fourth wall, and Rashi says the havim now is poros b'mluya. It broke down the whole fourth wall, and the water started to come in now. It's heavy, that was the maitzah. The yos lekaime the Rebbe Yehuda, came to Rebbe Yehuda, and he told him, you know, if you want to be matu in order to carry in this chutzah now, or else to be able to carry the water into your house, you have to put up one pas, like one lechi. On one side, put up a lechi, that's all. Like a picture 158, like the days, is just one lechi there. That's all it was matter. So, Huri Yisif Akert, one pas is enough. Omale, he answered back, me, there's no raya. Loshen Yam Kamrit. You're telling me a case by Yam where the water came into the chutzah. Alamo by water, the Rabbanan gave special kulis, litzerich, in order to be able to carry the water into your house, the Rabbanan gave special kulis. I'll tell you, kalhu shekilu chacham b'mayim. The Rabbanan made a special kulis, dafke here by water. By mayim, we're very makel. What's the raya? So, Mela, I'll tell you, by a regular chotzer, if the fourth side is open agamri, you have to have two pasim avadim. Only here, where water came into the chutzah, and it's a question, should we be maker that you're allowed to carry the water into your house? Here we're maker with one pas. What's the raya by mayim we're maker? Kidaboy imene Rebbe Tavla mirav. Rebbe Tavla is b'shalach from Rav. Mechitza tluya. Mechitza tluya means, let's say you have mechitzas hanging in the air. They're not touching the ground. They're more than gimel tfachim off the ground. So the shalach is, do you say good achis or not? So we say the mechitzas that are hanging in the air, can we see as if they come down to make a reshus yachar on the floor? Or else like here you have picture 160 or 159, where the guy has like a balcony sticking out of his house, and there are four mechitzas around there. So the shaila, do we say the mechitzas go straight down to the floor, that you'll be able to put a bucket in here to get up the water? So mechitzas tulu yamahu. Is it mutter or mechitzas hanging in the air, do we say the mechitzas good achis? The mechitza goes down to cover all four sides, and you have a shusayachid there. Mao shetatir bechurba is a mutter in a churba. It means, let's say you have a balcony sticking out of your house, and underneath the star mechurba, dry land. Omalei, he told him, no. On dry land, there's no heter. A mechitza tluya materes elabamayim. Only in such a case like here, where outside your balcony, there's a river there. And you want to now, like a picture 159, you have the bucket on the bottom. You want to fetch the water and bring it up to your balcony. So if your balcony is sticking out and there are mechitzas coming up, you tvachem ohay on your balcony, and it's more than dalad by dalad. So here we say good achis. We look as if the mechitzas mamish go down to the river. So in that hole where your balcony is, straight down is reshus hayochid. So you're allowed to put your pitcher down there and fetch up the water, bring it back into your house. The Rabbanu were making the gear to schlepping water into the house, and they said that a mechitza hatluya is muteris. We can't say good aches, the mechitzas go down. But if in front of your balcony would be dry land, on dry land we don't say it. Kahu shekilu chachom b'mayim. The Rabbanu gave a special kula by mayim, the tzara getting water, they were making. So Kopanim can't bring any raya from this chotzer. We said that the water broke through on the fourth side, like picture 158. And we're saying there's a cooler here. You're allowed to use one lechim? Because nageyas are taking water into your house. The Rabbanim will make it with a tzarech Shabbos. They will make it with small coolers. You can bring it into your house. Let's see, Rashi. Loshin yam shenichnas lechotzer hu. Uportzu hadoifim b'meluyay. Hey, the whole fourth wall got broken down. The yam came in and broke down the fourth wall. So how was it mutter to carry? Well, that's rechu ela pas echad. Just put one pass, like one lechi, at the entrance. You're allowed to fetch the water inside. You don't consider it like a karmelist, the chotzer now, since it's porous to the yam, because the yam is the karmelist, and carrying it into your house should be to reshus yochid. We say, no, it's mutter. So here you see, one pass is enough. The teretz is shekilu chom b'mayim lemalos me'amayim they tikkun kolshu. The gate to schlepping in water, the rabbanu will make it with a tikkun kolshu. Kidaboy menei al meyesh loka b'mayim shein came b'mokem achel loki nokat churba the darkel liyashom mechitzas luyas ela b'mayim hagoyin gezustu yashil lemalos me'ayim like this balcony sticking out of your house over the yam. The parakeitz of mishtatzim we'll see about it more in the mesechtim. Yeah. For the Gemara, Koponim, Mikol Mokim Kasher, what's Nagain to us, there's a steer in Shmuel, Koponim. Trash, Mikol Mokim Kasher, the Shmuel, the Shmuel. That one place Shmuel said you have to have two passim, and one place Shmuel was matter with one pass. So here we have a steer in Shmuel, how many passim do you need by a chotzer? Rabbi Kol Mokim Kashim, and the Mark Kiyosi Rav Popom, for Rav Huna Braid Rav Yeshua, Mi Vei Rav. When they came back from Vei Rav, Pirshu, they explained it like this. Meruach Achas Biarbo. If you want to put a, like we said before, if you want to use only one pass on one side, Ein Echanami, but it has to be Dalat Tfachim wide. You have to put up a nice big long wood, Dalat Tfachim wide. That's what you have to have. Mishtei Ruchos. If you want to put those two passim on both sides of the entrance to the chotzer, then mashu lekan or mashu lekan. Like we answered before, and that's halacha. If you want to be matir a chotzer, it's enough two lechis of mashu on each entrance to the chotzer. Yeah. You get Omer Rav Papa. Yi kashli, if I have any kashis, ho kashli. This is what's shver to me. Diom alei Shmuel. L'Rav Chananya Bar Shelo, that Shmuel told Chananya Bar Shelo, at lo teved uvda, don't be mad at this chotzer. Ela oy beroyv doifin. He said a case where you have a chotzer and the fourth wall got broken down. There's no fourth wall to the chotzer. He said the only way you're mad at carrying this chotzer is on the fourth side. Either oy beroyv doifin, make sure there's rove wall. There's more wall there than there is pirza, like in picture 161. That there's more of a mechitza than there is pirza. That's what we said it could be matter. Eloi brave doifin, oi bishnei pasin, or else you have to have two pasin. That's pasher. If you have two pasin on two sides of the chaser, that's mutter. Now the kasher is lo mali rove doifin. Why does he say you have to have rove of the mechitza up? There has to be more mechitza than there is pirtzom. L'chura bepas arbasagi. We're saying now if you have a path, you have a piece of wood or the wall that's dalat fochem wide, that alone is enough. So why do you have to have that more than dalat? Mashal, let's say it's 8 amis wide. So you're gonna have to have now 5 amis. The path has to be 5 amis. The kashin wide. Once the pass is dalat fochim, it should be mutter. We're saying now that a chotzer is mutter with one pass if it's rochiv dalat fochim. So why here do you have to have the pass, this wall, roif? V'chi taimo my beroif doifin. But doifin shiva, I tell you, we're talking about the whole entrance is only 7 tfachim wide. That's what the chotzer is talking about. It's 7 tfachim wide. So if it's roif de barbor, heaven le roif doifin, say nechanami. The reason why he says roiv doifin, that's called dalat fochim. If you have roiv, means you have 4. 4 out of 7 is roiv. So that's why it's mutter with one pass. What do you have to have? Arba fuam, v'chura b'shloisho mashru sagi. It should be enough with 3, and the mashru should be enough. If the whole entrance is only 7 tvachim wide, so if you have 3 tvachim of a pass and a mashru, it should be mutter. Why? We had before that the chlau, when you need a heter to a chotzer, only if the entrance is at least dalat fochim wide. If the entrance is less than dalat fochim, you don't need a heter at all. So once you're going to tell me that this path standing here is more than 3 tfachim, come to say, how much is the entrance? Less than 4 tfachim. If it's less than 4 tfachim before we had, you don't need a heter at all. Have the Gemara, boy, you say more, can the chotzer, can the movi. There's no stirum. When will we make a before? Only by a movi. By a movi, we're more makel. So there, if the entrance is less than dalat tfachim, then you don't need anything. But any time by a chotzer, even though it's less than dalat tfachim, a chotzer still needs something. So Mel is good. Why he said here, it has to be dalat tfachim. The boy, you say more, another teretz is, the rav achli, gufa tenoihi. That din is a gufa machlokes tanoim. It's not so poshid. Even though the entrance to the mavui is less than dalat tfachim, it's a machlokes tanoim. Still, there's a shita you have to have a heter. So, man, over here, it's good. Why he said then you have to have dafka the pas, the wall should be roiv of 7, which is like 4 tfachim. So, since you have roiv, therefore it's mutter. But less than that wouldn't be mutter, because since you're only putting the pas on one side, a pas on one side has to be dalat tfachim wide. Martana Rabbonin. Loshin Yam Hanichnas Techotzer. The same mice we had before, where the river came into the Chotzer. The river broke down the fourth wall and came into the Chotzer. Is Ein Memalon Himenu B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to fetch the water now that came into the Chotzer and bring it into your house. Elim Ken Yeshla Mechitza Gevoya Yutfochim. Unless there's a mechitza there, that's mamish gevoya yutfachim. You have to have a good mechitza at the entrance of the chotzer. And weiter, b'medavar mamurim, when do we say this? Shepirtzosai v'yoysam yasorom. If the pirtzer is wider than 10 amas, avol asorom, but if it's less than 10, ein soroklum, then you don't have to have anything. If it's less than 10, you don't have to have anything. Yeah. For the Gemara, it's shver. Mimala with Midaik now. Mimala Hudule Malinan. Hotatule Matatlinan. We're saying now what? That when the Loshan the Yam, when this Yam came into the Chotzer, should not allow to be Mimala, means you can't carry the water into your house. Only if there's a Mechitza Gvoya Yud. On the fourth wall, you have to have a Mechitza Yud Tfachim Hai. Mashma, if there's no wall, there's no Mechitza at all on the fourth side, then just you can't schlep the water from the Chotzer into your house. But Masmer in the Chotzer itself, it could be Metaltum. For the Gemara, Memala Hudulam Malinun, about Tatuli Matatlinun. It's Masmer, if you want to carry in the Chotzer, it is Mutum. Aiva Nifrit, the Chotzer of Muya. What's there to the carry in the Chotzer? Since the river came in, it broke down the whole fourth wall. So how could you even be Metaltum in the Chotzer altogether? Nifrit, the Chotzer of Muya, the Mokam Osulah. And for the Gemara, Hocha Bamayaskino,